she lays her down. He frowns, gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van on there. She took his ring, took his babies. It took him minutes, took her nowhere. Heaven knows he'd have taken anything.
All night.
She wants a young American. Young American, all the way from Washington. Her breadwinner begs off the bathroom floor. We live for just these 20 years. Do we have to die for the 50 more?
All night.
He wants the young American.
Young American.
So young
American. He wants the young American. Oh,
all right.
All right.
Well, he wants the young. President Nixon, do you remember the bills you have to pay, or even yesterday? You ain't a pervert, you ain't a hustler, a pimp's got a carry and a lady got a Chrysler, Rick's got the stack, Wayne's got a soul train, mama's got tramps and look at your hands.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Supposed to drive my imagination. Geography, next. Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Floors, open up the doors, here, yeah, turn on the lights, getting ready for the night. Nobody's romantic cause it's too early for dancing, but here comes the music. Bright lights flashing, the cover of the lacquer. So many people, so many problems, so many reasons to buy another round. We could dance another night on the town. With the big man, money man, better than the other man. He got the plan with the $1 million, give a damn when nobody understands. Come on, smaller man, the bright lights keep flashing. We must keep on dancing with the clowns, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down, yeah, yeah. The rodeo clowns, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pick me up when I'm down. The disco ball spinning, all the music and the women and the shots of tequila. Man, they say that they need you. What they really need is just a little room to breathe. Teen and pop and disco queen, she barely understands her dreams. Her belly button rings and all that kind of things. Symbolic of change, but the thing that is strange is that the changes occur. And now she's at the part of the hurt, yeah, yeah. Man, I thought that you heard, yeah, yeah. Changes occurred, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a part of the hurt. Lights out, shut down, late night, wet ground. You up, I look at him, but he can't look at you, yeah. You might feel pity, but he only feels the ground. You understand moves, but he only knows let down. By the corner, there's another one. Reaching out a hand, coming from a broken man. Where he tried to live, but he's done trying. Not dead, but definitely dying. With the rest of the clowns, yeah, yeah. With the rest of the clowns. Cause it's too early for dancing, but here comes the music.
She's lost inside a novel, somewhere between 200 pages. She knows the characters by their faces. She lives the dialogue line by line. And if she could, she'd never finish. She won't even say the title. Pulp Fiction or the Bible. Either argument could stand. I don't breathe anymore. She gives the world a final notice. Is this what words are down here for? Let's give them the benefit of purpose. She enters the world of the paperback man. The streets are all fiction. Just believe what you can. I pick up her suit. Declare who I am. Pleased to meet you. I am the paperback man.
Paperback man.
I am the paperback man. I am the paperback man. I
Now she sleeps beneath my blanket. Her skin is warm, her flesh inviting. It feels like I'm the one who is writing. It seems like I am the one who is real. But a crooked man is waiting. He's in the ink that marks these pages. He's in the writer's blood and he rages. He is a killer with eloquent lines. If I could breathe, I'd do more. I'd beg the editors for justice. Is this what words are down here for? To kill her off from some high-rise office. She's entered a world of the paperback man. The streets are all fiction, humanity's banned. I'd kill to protect her, cause that's who I am. Pleased to meet you. I am the paperback man.
Paperback man. Hit the snooze bar. You checked your email. You checked your fantasy football team. You rejected an insulting trade offer. You ate your lunch. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a 175-mile-per-hour hurricane blows through your city, leaving it in a state of ruin. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We speak to you from the Lions Drag Strip, down near the harbor area in the city of Los Angeles, to bring you Western Drag Racing Championships. You're going to see some of the fastest automobiles that you or I will ever see in Southern California. And, of course, all of this going to be an opportunity to see just how fine some of the people here in Southern California can do when it comes to building automobiles. I'm Bill Welch, and beside me, I guess, is the man you might call Mr. High Speed as far as the United States is concerned, our good friend Mickey Thompson. Mickey, welcome to our telecast here.
Thank you. Welcome to the Lions Drag Strip, Bill. The driver here is Dode Martin from Carlsbad. They build chassis down that way, and this is one of their creations. It has two supercharged Chevrolet engines in it, and it is one of the fastest cars there is in the country.
I think people wonder, do you shift gears in a car like this?
No, it just has one gear, and just one gear all the way.
Thank you. well, can't control it. Hate your stupid friends, think they own you. Get so sick inside, I wanna hurt them just.
Behind the scenes, his costumes are professionally cleaned and pressed. During the act, he slips into something new three or four times at least. David's chosen today a neat little model with a fringe.
They are. Oh, it's all right.
Later, he selects a satin psychedelic leotard, and then he's off to the Bedlam once more.
The image of the band in Of This Earth, while you're up there, I guess as an actor to some degree, you believed in the concept of the album or albums, and that seemed to communicate.
Well, I always think live's a lot better than the studio, you know. I mean, studio is a bit sort of four walls and trying to create something to put on a record.
I mean, we used to get fan mail, lots of fan mail, you know, where people actually did believe that. No, Yorkshire, honest. Yeah, right.
Yeah. There's no point in sitting in a studio making great records and never playing them to an audience. Because that is what a musician's all about. He has to get out there and play to an audience, whether it's 20 people or 20,000 people. It's the buzz of playing to them and sort of showing off in a way that this is what I can do and this is what I do, you know, all that stuff.
In terms of stage show, it was, you know, riveting. You could not take your eyes off what's going to happen next, what's he going to do next, you know. It wasn't just a sort of long-haired guy singing down the mic. He was sort of a really pretty strange-looking guy, you know, the makeup and the whole concept of Ziggy Stardust is like a sort of fairly out there kind of, you know, if you write down on paper, it looks mad and crazy, but it was works really well.
If you locked yourself in a studio and just wrote songs and the band just did studio work, I don't think it lasts very long. It'd drive me mad.
The act itself is exciting. Unseen lighting men and sound mixers provide the stage effects. And then, of course, there's Bowie. Tantalizing, mocking, outrageous. In reality, he's more of a showman than a freak. Hollywood razzmatazz has come to the world of beat.
The fans were, I mean, we spoke to a lot and kept in touch with a lot of them, and it seemed to open a door for them to create, to experiment with clothes and looks and how they their own creates. It made it sort of okay to do things, whereas they hadn't thought about it before. This was, I guess, so wild and odd that they probably thought, well, I've got odd ideas and I've always wanted to do that, but I didn't know. So that was good. That was a good aspect of it.
Thank you. ago when the Beatles and Stones created scenes like this, the young saw them as rebels in an adult world. In rebellion too, only he must be more outrageous, for public tastes have changed. When he dresses up and plasters his face, the kids of today see it as his way of flaunting convention, and they respect him for it. It's worth wondering, though, what the Beat Age will spawn next, when someone like David Bowie isn't even freakish enough to shock us anymore.
I seem to draw a lot of fantasies out of people, a lot of the fan mail I get. A lot of it is awfully nice. I mean, they say, how's your baby and how's your wife and what's your mum's name and things like that. And a lot, but some of them are worth framing.
We're in San Francisco and we'd just come off stage and we had like jeans and t-shirts on, just chilling out. And three guys bulled up and they had roller skates on, dresses, beards, full makeup, earrings, the works, and they just stood in front of Mick, Trevor and I, and one guy just went, "Gee man, you're really weird." And we went, "What?" You know, it's like unbelievable. And they actually saw that we were weird, you know, and we looked at them and went, "You're joking, man," you know.
Most of the reasons that I do what I do is because I just like startling people.
Startling?
Yeah. Something to do. England has a marvellous habit of being able to dissipate everything through this marvellous media. Long hair quickly got dissipated. I mean, I used to be able to stop traffic quite easily by just walking down the street. No more than that, just because I had long hair. I'm a real trooper, you know. This is my life, really, you know, writing or performing. There's not much else I want. It's the biggest kick I know. I know all the drugs and, you know, you get a different kind of buzz off those, but stage is just something else. It's partaking of people. I'm very much a character when I go on stage, I feel. I mean, I...
Like an actor?
Yeah, I believe in my part all the way down the line, right the way down. But I do play it for all it's worth, because that's the way I do my stage thing. That's part of what Bowie's supposedly all about. I'm an actor.
We toured America with Ziggy. The first American tour, we went out there for 3 months and we did, I think it was 12 concerts in 3 months. We started off playing in a little place in Boston to, I think it was 200 people. And I always remember Tony DeFreeze saying, when we come back, there was a big hall next door that held 10,000 people and we were playing in this small one that held 500. He says, we'll play that hall at the end of this tour, we'll play in that hall. And we did, we came back and did 2 nights sold out.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Just sat in the wire. My hair is hung down.
my fears that I'm not going with you.
for 98. Fresh for 98. Fresh for 98. Suckers.